T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To forfeit and potentially lose a playoff seating. We welcome in now Derek Murray, NBA draft writer on basketballnews.com and senior basketball ops analyst for Sports Info Solutions, the NBA draft a week from tonight. Derek, how are you?
Hey, I appreciate you having me on. Always good to talk about the draft. And Pelicans are going to be in a good spot with that number 10 pick, so I'm excited to dig into it.
Is there a couple of players you feel like they're going to have a chance to grab?
Derek, I'm going to tell you one thing. Corey Kispert. That's everywhere I go. That name gets brought up to me. Hey, we need a shooter. We got to bring in Corey. We saw him play at Gonzaga.
I'll tell you this. He is definitely on the table at pick number 10, and I do think that's on his high side. But again, a guy who can come in from Gonzaga and play right now. That is kind of the allure in Kispert. Like, not only is he a career 40% three-point shooter, but he's got good size at, you know, pushing 6'7" for a wing, and he's a great shooter. But a couple of the guys that I think could be available, Moses Moody is who we have on our current mock draft at basketballnews.com coming at number 10. What's really going to be important is the Magic pick at number 8. You know, they have pick 5 and pick 8, and everybody believes that they're going to go with Scotty Barnes at 5. And if they pass on Jonathan Kuminga at number 8, there's a chance that Kuminga, you know, who was widely projected a top 5 pick all year, slides to number 10. And at that point, the front office really has to look inside and kind of make a decision, because nobody's really thought he was going to be there all year. But, you know, it's looking like he could fall a little bit.
One of the things is, I think, sort of a given. Cade Cunningham, Oklahoma State, and Evan Mobley, 1-2. With those guys, but I've talked to a few NBA people. One of the guys, they say, the more I see play, the more I really like him, Jalen Green from the G League. Man, that he's a guy that could make a big impact and quickly. Tremendous athlete, good shot maker, that sort of thing, and that translates very well in the NBA, and despite the fact of his age, just at 19, that he can make a pretty quick impact in the NBA.
Yeah, there's a lot of smoke around Jalen Green actually at number 2 to Houston. You know, it was, you know, to your point, you were right. Now, most of the year it was Cade and Mobley, kind of a bona fide 1-2 in whatever order. I believe that Jalen Green will go number 2 to Houston. They're kind of backtracking a little bit, saying, hey, all options are open now. But I think that's because the word got out enough that he's kind of their guy at number 2. Again, Mobley's just such a hard kid to pass up on if I'm them. And he's probably one of the most impactful college defenders we've seen since Anthony Davis, if not the best. But, you know, if he falls to 3, he's there. Cleveland's going to take him. They'll figure it out with him and Allen and their situation. But I do, you know, to your point, I think there's a lot of smoke at Jalen Green going to Houston at number 2. And that actually is my bet, you know, if the draft was tomorrow.
One of the guys I saw play in high school, right up the road from me, goes to Baylor and Jared Butler, and you know, wins a NCAA championship there. Your thoughts on Butler as a player? Because you know, he's a guy that just a real smart guy, quality defender. He's dangerous with the ball. He can shoot well, and he's also a good defender. I think most people are looking at him more of a mid-first round, maybe a little bit later on. But your thoughts on Butler as a player? Man, he was terrific in high school, and boy, what they pieced together this year at Baylor was so impressive.
Yeah, Butler's one of my favorite players in this whole draft. I think based on pure talent alone, he is a lottery pick. He's a lottery talent. Incredible young man. Teams love interviewing him. You know, teams interviewed him last year during the pre-draft process. They liked him so much they just wanted to talk to him again. I think he's just a pleasure to speak to. And you know, my guys inside the Baylor program have nothing but just amazing things to say about him. He's a shooter. He's a facilitator, yep. Defender, 41% from three. What I think is going to happen with him, though, is I think he's going to slip because he's going to get red flags by teams medically.
Injuries, medical. Yeah.
Well, he's got a heart issue,
yes,
that a lot of people,
yes,
inside the NBA knew about for about 2 years now, but none of us really let it ever get public. They found out. Or it was kind of made public by the sports media, maybe a little bit before during the combine. He has since been officially cleared for basketball activities by the NBA, but the teams still have to clear him themselves. And I was trying to tell somebody the other day, like, just because the league clears you doesn't mean, even though a GM might want to pick him in the 20s or the teens, doesn't mean that team doctor is going to let it happen. So it breaks my heart for him that I don't think he'll go as high as he should or could based on his talent level. You know, but even if he falls into the early second round, I think a team is getting an absolute steal. You know, he's the kind of kid I would bet on, both from a basketball and a personal perspective.
So you would think that issue could well push him late into round one or early into round two?
I do. I think, you know, the late 20s is probably the earliest you would see him go.
Derek Murray, NBA draft writer, basketballnews.com. And Derek, the Pelicans have the 10th pick. They have quite a few picks. Do you think that they could potentially move up from 10 or use some of those picks to acquire a veteran player?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to, we'll see them try to get a veteran player. Word is that they are actively shopping number 10. But again, if Kuminga or Moody, if those two fall to number 10, I think that they are both worth just taking. I think the decision really comes down to Kispert, which
yeah.
I know maybe you guys don't want to hear because you see it all the time. But it's like, you know, Kispert at 22 years old, 41% three-point shooter. If you get him on a rookie-scale contract, or you can trade the pick for a veteran guy who can maybe give the same skill set, I think as the organization, you have to decide what your timeline is, and that actually becomes a really interesting discussion. But I don't see them moving up.
At LSU, I remember talking to Will Wade before the season started. He said, Mike, I got a guy that he's never seen a shot he can't think he can make. He'll take it from anywhere, any position, in Cameron Thomas. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Thomas is one of the best pure shot creators, pure shot makers in the country, maybe in college basketball that we've seen in some time. 23 points a game. He was a little inefficient as a three-point shooter, but that's okay. The volume was there. He got to the rim and to the lane with ease all the time. We have him at 22 to the Lakers right now. I think kind of 15 to 30, maybe 20 to 30 is where the range is for him. You know, there's some concerns as a passer, as a defender. You know,
that's the one thing that jumps out at me. That's not a strong point for him right now. Cameron, it's not
right, and it's not a lack of, you know, physical tools. He's a great athlete. It's just getting him to lock in. You know, you have to get him to lock in, and that's an important part of the game. It's always interesting, the discourse around Cam is, you have some that say, hey, if the guy wants to carry an offensive load, who cares what kind of defense he plays? But then you watch winning teams in the NBA, they play good defense, and if they have a bad defender, you know, they do have to scheme to hide him. I mean, look at Trae Young. He's one of the best players in the entire league, but they have to completely alter their defensive scheme to hide him. Trae is just the kind of guy where I can justify it because he's so good on offense that, you know, if that's going to be part of Cam's game moving forward is that defense, then that's the kind of offensive load he's going to have to carry in order to justify that.
Derek, we just saw the Milwaukee Bucks, a small market team, win an NBA title. Can the Pelicans emulate and replicate the way Milwaukee did it, and should they replicate that?
I think they can. You know, the thing that makes the Milwaukee one so special is Giannis as a person. I mean, his mentality, his work ethic, competitive nature, you know, both on and off the floor, plus his willingness and, you know, his integrity to treat people the right way. It's the kind of guy that people want to go play with him. The city and a team want to rally around, like, as a person.
It makes me want to watch.
Yes, exactly. Like he is probably the most likable superstar we've seen in sports in a long time. I mean, his story, he's so genuinely grateful to be there that you want him to continue to succeed. You know, so I think finding people like that are important if you're going to win championships. But what the Pelicans do have that was similar to Milwaukee a couple years ago is they've got the young talent and they know what roles they fit in. Like Ingram and Zion, again, you still kind of have to work out how they fit together long term, but their skill sets are amazing. I'm a big fan of Kyra Lewis Jr. Matt and I were at his workout a couple times last year in Miami. You know, got to know him pretty well.
Man,
I think
he's
a great
blur.
Kid.
He is and a he blur. Is,
man, and when you're down there on the floor with him, even just during a workout, that kid is so fast with the ball in his hand, and he is a tremendous live dribble passer. Jackson Hayes, I think, is underrated. I think he's under talked about for how good he is. Big, athletic, you know, I'm preaching to the choir, people down there in yeah. Louisiana. But again, I think adding floor spacers is next for the Pelicans. I think they just need to decide, are we trying to do it right now? Or are we going to try to draft young again? Like if you're trying to say, hey, in the next 2 years, we want to make a real push, you know, Kispert or trading 10 for a role player makes sense. But if it's, hey, we're going to try to win the 2024-25 title when all of our young guys are starting their prime together, that's where Moses Moody at 10 makes a little more sense, or Kuminga. You know, that's just kind of how I would look at building the roster.
How about the young man from Turkey, Alfren Sengun? That's a guy that I've talked to a few people about, and they really like him and say, man, listen, young kid, 18 years old, averaging almost 20 points a game, 63% shooter. Hey, that guy, I don't know about year one, but somewhere down the line, he could be the guy to flip the switch.
Yeah. You know, Sengun is a kid that, again, at 18, 19 years old, absolutely dominated a really good international basketball league.
Yeah.
You know, the Turkish Super League is no pushover. It is not like some of these international leagues where you go, oh, you know, they're playing a bunch against, you know, an average Joe over there. You know, that is not that league at all. And, yeah, he averaged 19 points, 9.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and nearly 2 blocks a game. This kid is so intelligent. What the concern is his athleticism.
Yeah.
His feet are really not that good. He can't stretch the floor as a three-point shooter. But, again, I say that he's not doing those well right now. And if somebody takes him in the lottery – which it doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem like he's going to get past maybe 14 or 15 based on what we're hearing. You know, you buy on him because you think you can improve his athleticism. You know, last fall to this fall in the film, there's a drastic difference about how quickly he explodes off the ground, which is a great sign for him as an athlete. But again, he's probably 6'9", 6'9 and a half, plays a kind of a true center position. So he will be a little undersized, you know, against legitimate 7-footers. But, man, this kid is so smart, eyes in the back of his head, can score. He's so crafty around the basket. It's actually really, really special. I think you just kind of have to find what exact role you want to carve for him. But I think he can be pretty good.
You see two teams with 3 first-round picks. You know, Oklahoma City, you know, they're now starting to cash in on all those picks that they have accumulated throughout the years. You finally able to get it. And Houston. With the second pick, and then you also 23 and 24 down the road. So do you think that those two teams, when it's all said and done, they will have 3 first-round picks when it's all said and done?
I expect Houston to have all 3 picks.
Okay.
I do not expect Oklahoma City to have all 3. There are a ton of teams trying to move picks right now. New Orleans is shopping number 10. Golden State shopping 7 and 14. San Antonio doesn't know what they're going to do at 12. Thunder shopping picks. The Knicks are looking at shopping 19 and 21. I mean, it's all over. Like, I expect a ton of movement, both to get into and drop out of the lottery. I think Houston's just in a spot right now where it's, hey, we're about to start a rebuild. Let's just accrue and get our hands on as much pure talent as we can. And that's why I think they'll keep all 3.
Derek Murray, NBA draft writer at basketballnews.com and senior basketball ops analyst for Sports Info Solutions. Always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, guys.
All right, coming back, to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. The new tunnel sponsor of the Saints Stadium moved up one step closer to becoming official as the legislators' joint budget committee approved the new naming rights contract for the building. The team will now finalize the partnership at some point, expected tomorrow or over the weekend. Crowd capacity for Saints games could be limited, again, due to rising COVID numbers. Are you willing to get vaccinated for football? Also, Willie Green announced as the head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. Do you like or dislike the hire? A lot to chew on there. Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.